Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai Bronze Bear Family Sculpture Project announced the support of its first major sponsors, Grant Aviation and Three Bears Alaska, each contributing $30,000 to bring the community project to life. As title sponsors, Grant Aviation and Three Bears Alaska are making the Kenai Bronze Bear Family Sculpture a reality. The project is a collaboration of community partners with volunteers. The estimated total cost of the sculpture, including installation, is approximately $200,000, with the bears themselves costing $150,000. The Kenai Bronze Bear Family Sculpture is a community-driven effort to install a life-size bronze sculpture of a brown bear and her two cubs at the entrance of the Kenai Municipal Airport. The sculpture will feature a mother brown bear with a freshly caught salmon, a curious cub locking eyes with travelers, and another eagerly waiting on the bank. This powerful scene will embody Kenai's rich wildlife, inviting all who pass through to connect with the land, its animals, and the adventure that awaits. To fund this project, the Kenai Bronze Bear Family Sculpture Working Group is partnering to seek funding through corporate sponsorships, individual donations, community events and fundraisers, and grant opportunities. All sponsors and donors will be publicly recognized at the Kenai Municipal Airport upon the sculpture's installation.
There was a hearing of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
At a hearing of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, several Arctic policy experts testified this week in support of increasing infrastructure investments in Alaska, which constitutes the entirety of America's Arctic. While the hearing was focused on Greenland's geostrategic importance to the United States, Senator Dan Sullivan argued that Alaska offers every potential resource and national security benefit of Greenland, but has too often been treated like one big national park by Democratic administrations, most recently by the Biden administration.
Good to go. If we can get it. But remember our Arctic state, Alaska, because everything that people talk about with regard to Greenland, we have in spades already in America. It's called Alaska. Arctic location, strategic and critical minerals, oil and gas, cornerstone of America's missile defense. It's all there.
In his questioning of the experts, Sullivan highlighted the significant escalation in incursions by Russian and Chinese military aircraft and vessels in Alaska's Air Defense Identification Zone and Exclusive Economic Zone. Each of the witnesses agreed with Senator Sullivan that the increasing aggression toward Alaska by America's adversaries warrants deploying new military assets to the state, including personnel, vessels, aircraft, ports, and bases. To view the entire hearing, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
55-year-old Todd Klink was sentenced to 13 years in prison for making two sales of methamphetamine totaling over 82 grams to a law enforcement witness in 2023 and 2024, according to court documents. He will also serve 5 years of supervised release for distributing methamphetamine in Alaska and violating his conditions of release from a previous drug distribution conviction. In February of last year, a federal grand jury in Alaska indicted Klink and charged him with two counts of distribution of a controlled substance. The next month, agents arrested Klink and executed a federal search warrant on his home. Klink was on supervised release for a 2011 distribution of methamphetamine conviction in the U.S. District Court, District of Alaska. In late January of this year, Klink pleaded guilty to one count of distribution of a controlled substance. He then received a 132-month sentence for distributing methamphetamine in 2023 and 2024, and a 24-month sentence for violating his supervised release, which will run consecutive, making his total sentence 156 months. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.